Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. So, I'd like to know, what has been the biggest challenge that the two of you have faced, and then what did you do to overcome it?
I'll go first. It has to do with the music. When we met, we both had other full-time careers, and we both had been in using music as a avocation, you know, just a hobby. And Kristen was so talented, and we found this thing together and wondered, should we jump off and do this full-time? And what does that look like in today's world? Because the music business has gotten difficult, and we didn't ever want to be in the position where that some of our friends were, oh, I got to go play this RV show now because I got to pay the rent, and I got to play these things I don't really want to play, or travel to this place just because I got to have some sort of income. And we were both very successful in our careers. So we just kept socking money away and investing wisely and making sure that we never had to rely on music as an income. And now we're able to be full-time musicians, but not, this isn't for the people hiring us. We still like to get paid, but we don't have to have a certain level in order to keep existing. We don't have to suddenly go back to work somewhere because we worked hard for a lot of years, but it was a tough decision because we knew we had something great, and we were getting feedback from professionals in the industry saying, you really have something great here. Could you go on this tour and everything? Well, not right now because we're both busy working. So that was a hard decision, but I think we were smart to go the route we did. We both never regretted that. And it's wonderful now playing music full time with no pressure whatsoever.
Yeah. And Dan, what did the two of you do to get to that point? Like, how did you get there? What did the two of you go through to say, okay, we can do this? I understand the safety net. It's kind of like, are we going to have a kid? Or are we not going to have a kid? And is it the right time? And it's never the right time. But how did the two of you get to that point together?
Well, it was hours and hours of conversation for sure. And what if conversations, okay, let's pretend we made this decision. What is our day-to-day looking like now? And we would talk through that for hours on a car trip or a walk or something, and really try and feel, it's hypothetical, so you don't know, but really try and feel, what would it be like if we made this decision? And now let's back up and say we made this decision and see what that feels like. And it just took a lot of trying to hash out, what do we think it would look like, our world? How would it, all the ways it would change if we made a decision to quit early and go play music, or to not save as vigorously as we did so that we could eventually, you know. Sure. It just took a lot of talking through it.
Great.
We believe that intimacy is a really important part of a relationship. And so, Kristen, I'd love to hear from you. What do you need from Dan to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
I think the sharing experiences is really important to me, that we do a lot of things together, and we create things together, that we maintain that, you know, in the bubble connection thing, that I'm a words person. I like to converse. I like to connect through words. And that, you know, that spending time together, walking and talking and connecting that way. I also think alone time, you know, that we our life is fairly public. We play out, we travel places, we have bandmates, we have, sometimes we have to make sure that we have alone time, that we have time just to be connected and together and being a couple. That's a really important thing to me. For me, I want to make sure Dan knows how I feel about him, and I write poems for him, I write songs for him, but I also want him to feel valued, and that helps strengthen the connection or refresh the connection, outside of the day-to-day sort of what our lives are like. And I think that making that, those moments special is important too.
So I hear you saying that experiential intimacy is something that's really important to you, and you really value as well protecting your quality time together, your quiet time together.
And I, not so much you know, like parallel sort of like watching a movie together, but I mean like engaging with each other. And you can do that on a hike or on a walk or over coffee or playing games together. Like we play cards, we play Scrabble, we play all kinds of things because we both like games, but we also have like create these experiences that are engaged with each other. And we can talk through those things. And I think that that also keeps the intimacy fresh and the close connection strengthens.
What about you, Dan? What do you need from Kristen to achieve that highest level of intimacy with her?
You know, it's that time in the bubble that she was talking about. And so a lot of that is through, are we communicating? Do I feel like she's present? Am I being present? And we also just, we always reach for each other physically. If we are on a walk or in the car or at a movie or sitting on the couch, we're always going to be touching somehow, holding hands or one of us with our hand on the other person's knee, just to feel that blood flowing between us, you know, the little sparks that flew the first time we did that still show up over and over. And it's just become second nature. It would be odd to sit and have an experience with Kristen and not be touching her somehow. Even if we're listening to other musicians or we're both reading on a couch, we're going to somehow have some sort of physical connection. And that's, it always feels important. It's something that I always want to demonstrate my attraction to Kristen too, and tell her how beautiful she looks in every state of our relationship, whether she's sitting at the campfire after getting out of the tent, or she's ready to go out for the evening, or she's standing on stage. I'm always struck by her beauty because I see so much of her inner beauty as well as her outer beauty. So it's nice to express that and have her tell me the same thing.
So tapping into those love languages, it sounds like, is really where you are experiencing that high level of intimacy. That's beautiful.
Great. Well, one final question, because I have an inquiring mind. Kristen, what is your favorite kind of music to listen to and why?
Well, I like singer-songwriters, which is what I am, and people who write and perform their own music, sometimes as a solo or in a band. But I that's what I like. I can probably find something to like in every genre there is, but because I love music. But I like folk music, but singer-songwriters who are poets, who can get in touch with my feelings and move me. So a song takes me on a little journey from point A to point B, and I'm a little bit changed and a little transformed by the end of that song.
Sure. How about you, Dan?
I absolutely agree with that. That's first and foremost. I've always, from the time I was a kid, I would listen to the single person with a guitar singing over the big band sound. It just touched me somehow more. And as I played more and more over the years, I'm also drawn to a lot of types of instrumental music, especially acoustic, just because it inspires me to be a better player. But first and foremost, it's always that story being delivered through lyrics.
Right. Well, thank you both again for all your honesty and transparency. We love being with you today and learning more about what makes you so kick-ass. So thank you.
Yeah, we're grateful to Audrey and Cheryl for introducing you to us. This has been a really fun interview, and we're so grateful to meet both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Continue to kick-ass.
Yeah.
You as well.
We look forward to sharing this, and we will be in touch with you all soon. Have a great rest of your day today.
Thanks. See you all later. Right.